Good morning, James. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good
Good morning.
morning.
James, we talked in May of this year. What have you been up to since then?
It's been a crazy few months, to be honest. Live shows have been well and truly back. So I've been almost nearly every weekend, I've been out traveling, playing a show somewhere around Australia. So that's been great. It's been nice to get out there and get out into the countryside and start playing some shows again.
Kaylee, you're from New Zealand originally, but spending a lot of time in America, in Nashville and Australia. You seem to be a busy international singer.
That's the downside of growing up in a country like New Zealand. You really are at the bottom of the world. So I think there's only one choice is to travel. So yeah, pretty much as soon as I turned 18, I kind of packed my bags and left home. It's been awesome to find a country audience in Australia and obviously in Nashville. And it's just great to have music in your life and have that chance to travel and meet people and travel the world, really.
So, are you based in Australia, traveling to Nashville, or the other way around?
Yeah, so I just spend a lot of time traveling over to Nashville and writing music and spending as much time over there as I can. And then I guess the beauty of it is the way the seasons work. We can kind of spend summers over there and then our summer back here. So it's like I don't think I've had a winter for about 10 years now, which has been awesome. And I highly recommend it.
What's special about Nashville in the country music world?
It's really the songs. It's such a song town. And, James and I both love songwriting, so it's the place to go to write music and just be surrounded by people that love it, equally as much and want to be competing to write the best song in Nashville every single day. It's an infectious kind of environment to be around, and it's just, yeah, it's pretty cool the way they kind of treat music over there is kind of how we treat rugby or sport back here on the side of the world. So, yeah.
What have you planned in the next 2, 3, 4 months?
I've got some big shows coming up that I'm really excited about. CMC Rocks, which is probably the biggest kind of event here in Australia on the country music map, is coming up, and I'm playing that as Kaylee is as well. So that's a really exciting event, and I've got a new song that I'm putting out again on Wednesday. So just keeping a lot of music coming out and just playing a lot of shows, which I'm really excited about. So yeah, it kind of just never stops.
And Kaylee?
Yeah, we're kind of in the same boat as James said. We're both on CMC Rocks, which is going to be a huge one because it hasn't happened for the last 2 years. And then we're doing the Brad Paisley support, 660, who's a big New Zealand band, opening for them. So we've just got a busy kind of summer coming up and just, yeah, releasing some music. I've spent the last few months in Nashville writing, and it's nice to kind of now be able to actually start releasing some of those songs. So yeah, it's just an exciting time. As James said, the live scene is well and truly back. We played a show recently up in Mount Isa together, and was about 7,000 people all singing, our song, same songs back to us. And it was just like such a magical moment where we're like, yep, live music is back. And it's just great to be out again seeing people in real life.
And that song, same songs, you were in Nashville and James was in Sydney. How did you manage to record in that way?
I mean, the beauty of the internet, right? That song came together via the internet. James put the word out to his fans on his TikTok. He already had the song half written, and he kind of wanted to bring in the female perspective, and that's kind of where I came into the party. And it was just really cool to part of something just so kind of unique. We'd both never really done anything like this, so it was cool that the fans had such a say in it, but also just kind of show what you can achieve from anywhere in the world right now. And we just jumped into studios on both sides of the world and kind of made it happen.
I noticed you put that song, your new song, online in July, I think it was.
It's crazy the way that the internet works at the moment. And both Kaylee and I have quite a big following on TikTok. And, the social media is a great way of just kind of, as an independent artist, spreading the word of a new song. And, for us, I think we had about 50,000 people on the first day listen to the song. And it's actually just ticked over, I think, 1.3 million streams it's had since it got released. And it's amazing that it's, as independent artists, we have access to this now to kind of reach such a big audience.
Presumably, when you get that kind of numbers, there's some money in it for you guys. Is that how people make money on TikTok and social media?
TikTok, no. The money that you make on TikTok, it's so pittance that you might get 1 million views and you might make $5 off it, sort of thing. It's
Yeah,
nothing.
nothing to write home about.
Nothing to write home about. Off streaming, yeah, it's all right, but you do need a lot. Streaming is still, you can make some okay money, but it's also expensive to pull all of this together too, releasing a song and everything that goes into getting a song out there. So, I think we both see the music now as somewhat has, you know, the promotion to get out there and play shows, and that's kind of how I see it, at least. And if you're lucky and you get some good numbers, you know, it does, it hopefully if it pays for itself, you know, by the time you've paid all the recording, everything, then I think I'm pretty happy with that.
So the real value is in publicity, isn't it? Getting your song and yourselves out there.
Yeah.
And like James said, it moves us into that next stage of like people knowing our songs, which gives us the chance to then go and play them live. And that's kind of a big part of it as well.
Your new song, Same Songs, what's it about?
It's the story of the music that we grew up on. And I very deliberately wanted to, when I started writing this song, it was just kind of a celebration to all of the songs that, you know, were a big part of kind of my life. And that's why I really wanted to bring the female perspective and having Kaylee come on board, because she's referencing a lot of, you know, there's some Dolly Parton and, you know, I guess she's Shania's and all this sort of thing. And I really wanted it to be an international song. It's the idea of there's so much division in the world at the moment, but music is something that kind of unites us. And it doesn't matter, you know, I reference that song called Chicken Fried and Wagon Wheel. And it doesn't matter if you're in the UK or if you're in America or if you're in Australia or if you're in New Zealand. You know, that song doesn't matter if you go and play that in a bar in America or go play that in a bar in Australia.
It's an anthem.
People are going to be singing along to it. And that's truly what I kind of wanted the song to represent.
Can I wish you all the best and thank you very much for chatting.
Thanks for having us.
When you meet Brad Paisley, will you give him my email and tell him I want an interview?
I'll hunt him down for you.
Don't matter where you came from, we're all singing to the same songs.
Let's go. Wagon wheel and chicken fried, take me back to Friday nights with good friends at 2 a.m. just drinking round some fire. Baton Rouge and days go by to Sweet Home Alabama drive. Now these are the soundtracks to the stories of my life, and I know wherever I go, these songs will always take me home.
We're all singing to the same songs. Come on, 'cause they-